B-Pod Studios.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Hey, thanks so much for checking out Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. As you saw on the title description of this episode, John Corabi joins me. It's funny when you listen to podcasts sometimes and people are like, you know, they're telling you what the podcast is going to be about. It's like, well, wait a second. I just read that on the description of the podcast title. I heard a podcast the other day and the guy said, quote, in case you're just tuning in. It's like, wait a second. What do you mean in case I'm just tuning in? It's like, did somebody fall down and accidentally hit the podcast button on their phone and it just jumped halfway through the episode? Anyways, just a little pet peeve of mine right there. Hey, thanks so much for joining me for this non-award-winning podcast that we've been doing now for several years. John Corabi, like you saw, is the guest. Quick interview as John was getting tattooed down in Nashville. And more about that here in just a little bit. But yeah, I've been around a long time. I saw John play with The Scream back in the early 1990s. I saw John with Motley Crue back in 1994. I talked about this with Johnny Kelly on the last Talkin' Rock episode. Johnny Kelly, of course, was in Typo Negative on that tour with the guys from Motley. And as Johnny said, he's like, look, you know, they were playing, as I put it, sparsely attended, you know, theaters and sheds and different things like that. But he said for a band like Typo Negative, that was huge crowds. I saw them, and I mean, this venue I saw them at, a shed outside of Buffalo, New York, might have been a quarter full. It was not full at all. And I'll never forget Nikki actually jumping off the stage and attacking a fan. I'm not exactly sure if the guy was flipping the band off or whatever was going on. But it was just one of those things I'll never forget. But talking to John over all these years, it's always great to connect with him. You can watch this interview as well at WRIF.com/meltdown. I also posted some pictures of the record he signed for me. Boy, just so good. That Scream stuff. Just love it. In the meantime, enjoy this interview today with John Corabi as he gets inked. I'll tell you what, John, I've done a lot of interviews, but I've never done one where somebody's been actually getting tattooed at the same time. This is a first.
It could be worse. It could be my balls, but whatever.
That would be worse. There's no doubt about that. But how you doing there?
I'm good, buddy.
Good to see you. Where are you? Are you in Nashville?
Yeah, I'm home for a little bit. I just went out and did a few shows and then had a week of rehearsal with the Daisies and just getting ready to go back out on the road with Tom Kiefer and Winger.
We'll get all that stuff here in just a few minutes. I saw you post the other day something that's near and dear and close to my heart. You pulled the Harley Davidson out, eh?
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's been really warm and sunny in Nashville. So I'm like, I hadn't ridden it for a bit because I was up in New York and everything. So I'm like, all right, time to pull her out. Take it for a putt.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded healthy, man. It sounded really good. I've had mine out for a couple months now. As a matter of fact, I should have hit you up. It's my bad. I was down in Nashville in April, and I was actually, I brought my bicycle down there as well, and I was riding around on Shelby Bottoms. You know where that is?
Very familiar. I'm literally, this tattoo parlor that I'm at is like 5 minutes away from them.
Okay, yeah, I was riding my bike around there, you know, getting some miles on it. So it was beautiful. And then I come back up here and it's like 60 something, but it was in the 80s out there. It was awesome. But hey, before we get started here, I just wanted to thank you for signing this record. I mean, this is really what friends are all about right here.
I like the other side better. The actual dedication to you.
Right, exactly. That is fantastic. I got that. I'm like, that's awesome. I love that. Professionalism at its highest form. So
always.
So yeah, you just mentioned the Live and Loud tour with Tom Kiefer and Winger. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, we start August. I keep saying August. June 15th, I start with them in Atlanta. And we go all through all the way up the East Coast, and then we start heading west. And then we end the tour, or I end it with them. I think they're going longer, but I end with them here at the Ryman Theater in Nashville on August 18th. And then I unpack, repack, and then get back on the plane and I head up and head out with the Den Daisies for the summer.
Now, have you played the Ryman Auditorium before?
No, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that's a cool place. I was there for, you know, the Kid Rock thing there last month in April. That was the second time I was in that place. It's really cool.
Yeah, I can't say that I won't drop to my knees and lick the spot that Elvis stood on. But, it's going to be fun. I've been there for, God, I saw Tesla there, Ted Nugent. I've actually, my wife and I went to go see Chris Isaacs there, and it's a great room. Sounds great. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, for people that never been there before, there's no real seats. There's like pews, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, I think it was an old church.
Right.
Heard of it, but it's just, you know, I mean, for forever, it was like the country music hall, like Mecca.
Right.
And they've started opening it up now to some rock acts. So I'm just, you know, it's a piece of history, man. It's like I've had the good fortune of playing, you know, places like Pine Knob when it was Pine Knob and CBGB's and, you know, the Troubadour and the Roxy and the Whiskey. And, you know, this is just one on the bucket list, the Ryman Theater.
Yeah, no doubt. It's back to Pine Knob, by the way. But yeah, you just mentioned like the Roxy and the Troubadour and all that stuff when you were out probably with the Scream. And I put that record on when I first got it. And boy, did I just flash back to memories of my career starting out. And of course, that was when you started, it's your career as well.
Yeah. And it's funny because I remember coming to Detroit and doing, you know, multiple interviews. I don't want to say I actually went to one of your competitors as well. But I remember coming to, you know, Riff and just having a blast in Detroit as well. So.
Well, I was in Buffalo when you guys first came out. When I got here in 1995, there was about 18 rock stations. Now there's only a few left, but you know, the Riff still staying strong.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you're going to be here actually coming up in District July 12th. You're just doing the solo thing that night, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a couple days off, so they put me up at what's it, District 1?
District 42. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's looking, but I guess it's a new venue.
Yeah, it's a new venue. It's beautiful. It's going to be a great night out there as well. And then, of course, you know, you mentioned the Dead Daisies. Now, that just was announced, you know, a couple weeks back or a week ago or so. Why is there this constant change of band members in that band?
You know, it's just weird, David. When David put it together, he put together, you know, an awesome lineup, knowing that everybody else was doing other things. So it's just kind of how it played out. Obviously, I was there for, 4 years, from 15 to 18. And, you know, I just kind of had to take a little break and catch my breath for a minute because it was out of control, our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they called me up. They told me Glenn's going back out now to do his 50th anniversary of the Deep Purple Burn album.
Mm.
And then I think, I'm not totally sure, but I think he's actually even doing some Black Country Communion stuff as well. So they just said, hey, man, do you want to come back? And I said, yeah, okay. You know, we worked some things out as far as the scheduling. You know, and I'm just happy, honestly, happy to be back. There was never any bad blood between us. And, you know, I was really kind of proud of a lot of the stuff that we did. So why not? You know what I mean?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yeah, and you got a new bass player as well that's coming into the fold?
Yeah, Michael Devin. Who it's funny, like you know, everybody's like, oh, have you ever worked with Michael before? Do you know Michael? And I'm like, actually, I go back with Michael to probably 1999 or 2000, when he first moved to L.A. from Boston. He actually, oddly enough, dated my ex-wife.
Is that right?
And but he was looking for work. And at the time, nobody really knew that he could play bass, you know. So he came out and he worked. We hired him as a tech for me and Robbie Crane when we were in Rat. Mm. So I've known Michael for, you know, like I said, since 1999 or 2000.
How many times have you seen the Dead Daisies, obviously, when you weren't in the band?
Never.
No, really? Is that right? Okay.
No, only because I was, when they were here in Nashville, I was out doing shows. Mm. I never saw them with John Stevens or with Glenn, you know, unfortunately. So I actually stay in touch with John Stevens via the internet. I just actually Glenn commented on the bike post that I did as well. So Glenn and I stay in touch with each other. I have nothing but mad respect for both of those guys. And but unfortunately, I was never able to see the band when they were singing.
Yeah, I saw him with Glenn and Tommy Clefettis on drums last time they were here. And Glenn is like, he's kind of like one of these guys. He's the perfect example of if you take care of yourself, you can do this for a long time. And he didn't take care of himself for a long time.
That guy is genuinely a freak. Like, yeah. The fact that he still sings the way he sings just is mind-boggling to me. It's insane.
Yeah, so that's cool. So have you done any rehearsals you said with those guys or not yet?
Yeah, we did. We did a week, I guess maybe about 2 weeks ago. And then I had to come home and get ready for my tour. But there's a week where there was a little gap in the tour after Chicago. So I'm literally going to get dropped off at the airport in Chicago from the tour. I'm going to fly to New York, rehearse with the Daisies for a week, and then fly back and pick back up with the guys in Texas.
Okay. So how did it feel like getting back in? It was like getting on a bike again or what?
Yeah, the first day it was a little iffy for me. But once we started getting into the groove, it all came back and it was – by the end of the week, I'm not saying, you know, we're not 100% there yet, but I'd say we were about, you know, we were probably about 70, 75% there. We're going to get back together again in July. And by then we should be firing on all cylinders. So now,
is this one of these things where like you kind of get back in the room and get back together and you kind of rehearse a little bit and play and stuff and then they announce that you're back in the band? Is it kind of like that? Is that how it works?
Well, that's what we did.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, those guys are great with their social media stuff. They film everything. So I walked into the room. We all gave each other a hug. They were filming everything. And then they said, all right, you know, sounds great. Nobody's lost a beat. So let's put it out. You're back.
Mm. That's cool. Well, going to look forward to seeing you with that project. I don't think the Tom Kiefer and Winger tour is coming through here, but like I said, July 12th at District. Anything else you're working on? Any other projects? Anything going on in Nashville?
No, I just wanted to let you know, though, that I did get a promotion. I'm now the night manager at the 7-Eleven.
Which, on Dickerson Pike?
Yeah, that one.
By the way, you know, you can't just sit here and get tattooed while we're talking to you and not at least, you know, tell us what it is or not even show us.
Hold on. I will show you right here.
All right.
Can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Kind of like finishing up, huh?
Yeah. So he's basically tattooing my hand because I wanted to have a catcher's mitt when I go on tour this summer.
That's so cool. Hey, by the way, you know, I know you get asked a lot about like Motley and stuff. Have you seen any of these shows that have come around or no?
No, I'm, you know, honestly, and I don't mean this as a slag, but I really, I don't care, dude.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
I've been getting asked about, you know, what do I feel about the Mick thing? And it's just like, you know, that's something that they need to work out. I lived it. I bought the shirt. I've actually worn the shirt out and I threw it away. And onward and upward.
I got it. Yeah, John Five is from here, you know, so I haven't seen this tour yet, but I know John's a huge Motley fan, and I bet you could play every song that of the album you're on note for note as well. So, yeah. Well, John, thanks so much for the time, man. Can't wait to see you on July 12th here at District 142. Awesome place. Of course, you got all the vinyl out to Tom Key for the Dead Daisies. It looks like you're getting things back and cranked up again.
Well, listen, too, dude, if you ever... this is the guy right here, Adam. If you're ever back in Nashville and you want to get some of that ink touched up, you need to come here to Custom Thrills. I got it.
Yeah,
the last time I tried to give him a plug, I said cheap thrills, whatever. But
cheap thrills. I have a Bob Tyrell tattoo. See if he knows who Bob Tyrell is.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He knows very well.
Drank plenty of tequila with that name.
Yes.
Everybody in the tattoo world seems to know Bob. So, but anyways, we'll give him my best. And John, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Awesome, brother. Good to see you.
And there he is, the newly tattooed John Karabi today on Talkin' Rock. I did that interview last week, so hopefully it's a little bit more healed up this time around. And by the way, I forget sometimes that, you know, some of you guys listen to the podcast and some of you guys watch it. And I did post some pictures at WRIF.com/meltdown of the record he signed for me. So it's kind of neat if you get a chance to go check that out. You know, it's kind of cool. Like during the pandemic, I realized, you know what? I'm talking to some of these people face to face, some of these rock stars and artists and different things like that. I'm going to bring in things that might jar a memory from them, a picture of us, a record or whatever the case is. And I like to do that from time to time as far as, you know, talking with some of these guys is concerned. But anyways, yeah, like I said, July 12th is when you'll be able to see John at the District 142, another fantastic new venue down in Wyandotte, Michigan. If you get a chance to go check that out. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening to Talkin' Rock. I do appreciate it. Non-award-winning and still going after all these years.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.